political power you deserve.
I'm not here for political power. I'm here to destroy the system. Hey, thank you very much for your call. You've been listening to Press Watch on KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM and other frequencies here in Cascadia and on KBOO.FM on the World Wide Web, where you can donate, by the way, and keep the station going. Very, very important in these days in which the web is being taken over increasingly by corporate interests, and you're being directed away on your social media from organizations like KBOO.FM. But it is through KBOO.FM that we stand, and we have a larger audience. And it's on KBOO.FM that we go out to all the ships at sea.
Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor the Trivia Fundraiser for Northeast Neighborhood Emergency Teams on Thursday, January 11th at 6 p.m. at the Lagunitas Community Room in Portland. This fundraiser includes disaster theme and pop culture trivia led by Katie Wolf, food, beer, cider, and information about your local neighborhood emergency teams. Again, that's the Trivia Fundraiser for Northeast Neighborhood Emergency Teams on Thursday, January 11th at 6 p.m. at the Lagunitas Community Room, 237 Northeast Broadway Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land.
Hi, I'm Shaheed Hamid, KBOO board member. As we embark upon a new year, the World Arts Foundation and KBOO wants to continue to honor the life and legacy of the late Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. On Monday, January the 15th, from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., the World Arts Foundation presents its 33rd consecutive tribute to this great American hero and advocate for peace, the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Monday, January the 15th, at the Highland Christian Center, speakers, African drumming, and a variety of musical performances, also broadcast live here on KBOO Radio. A tribute to the life and legacy of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Where do we go from here? As people, as family, as community. Monday, January 15th, at 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. at Highland Christian Center, 7600 Northeast Gleason. Keep alive the dream.
Good morning. It's just about 10:02, and you're listening to KBOO Portland. Stay tuned for Air Cascadia. That's coming up next. After that, Flashpoints at 10:15, Flashpoints. And at 11 o'clock on Between the Covers, we got David Naiman today talking with author Leni Zumas about her provocative new novel, Red Clocks. It's a drama that deals with reproductive rights, motherhood, and freedom. And at 11:30, it's Words and Pictures, where iconic cartoonist Tom Gauld, who's known for his work in The New Yorker and The Guardian, talks about his graphic novels, Parenthood, and Dystopias. All that coming up on KBOO, and we really appreciate your participation down here. You can go to kboo.fm and click on Donate to join up with us and become a member. Thanks for taking care of that. Here comes Air Cascadia.
morning, Cascadia. Today is Thursday, January 11th, 2018, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your radio. It is your radio. It's community, sanctuary, solidarity. At 90.7 FM, KBOO.FM on the web. Today, weather for the next few days taking us all the way up through the weekend to Monday morning. For today, however, we've got rain. We've got high around 53, and that is going to continue tonight with a low around 42, and all into tomorrow, highs around 49. We should see some a little bit of wind too packed in there for Friday night, tomorrow night. Lows around 38, and Saturday begins in a fog, as it usually does, with a high around 51. Saturday night, partly cloudy, lows around 36. And Sunday, mostly sunny, highs near 50. Sunday night, overcast skies and a low around 36. And that's it for your weather. We're going to roar straight into it because we have today Jeff Landale, who is with the ACLU, and we're going to be talking about something that possibly crept up on people. I've actually talked to friends, acquaintances, and total strangers for that matter, about the times that we are living in and what accounts for the strangeness. And a lot of people don't realize that we are still living under the USA Patriot Act. It is not, it's impossible to stress that enough. You may not know much about politics, but you know, you definitely know weird when you step on it. So this is what has come up right now. Even our own Ron Wyden is wading into the breach. The FISA, the Foreign Intelligence, it is come up again for a vote. And that is within the context of the USA Patriot Act, which was about a 600-page bill that nobody really understood in the first place. Even those who voted it in the aftermath of 9/11. That said, that's strange enough, but it gets a lot stranger because then it came out. But then we have these foreign intelligence courts, and we have various amendments and sections and segments of this thing which allow, in a nutshell, allow the government to spy on Americans. And think of this too: since the initiation of the USA Patriot Act, the capabilities, the spying capabilities, have vastly increased by, it's impossible to say, but if you're not using very likely the same computer that you used on 9/11, right? Yours is a lot faster, and they're a lot deadlier. And that's what we're going to be talking about today with Jeff Landale. And that said, I do want to welcome Jeff to the KBOO airwaves, and of course to Air Cascadia. This story's got everything. It's even got good old Devin Nunes. Fancy that. And so in the midst of a roiling sea of investigations and denials that has overflowed Washington, D.C. and has even entered the zeitgeist as a font of memes, we now have this, and it's something we don't know enough about. We've had plenty of time also. We've had years and years to figure this one out. So good morning, Jeff. Thank you so much. This is a very, very important vote coming up today. And the outcome, again, at this time in history, the context has changed and everything. This is a really bad time for the government to have greater powers of surveillance over the American people. This is an NSA surveillance and protections for America's privacy rights, and it's reaching a climax. The House of Representatives is taking up this thing to extend, in particular, Section 702 of the FISA Amendments Act. What is that?
So Section 702 of the FISA Amendments Act is supposed to be a provision of law that allows the intelligence agencies of the United States to target foreigners who are not on U.S. soil for foreign intelligence purposes. Unfortunately, the way that the law has been revised and secretly interpreted by the Department of Justice and the intelligence agencies is such that they are sweeping up vast amounts of communications from people globally, as well as American citizens. When that happens, the proponents of the surveillance programs often tout the minimization procedures that they have and what they claim are strict rules preventing them from using the information on Americans that they've collected. However, those minimization procedures are frequently not followed and are often minimal to begin with. And we have seen a number of cases where provisions in the FISA Amendments Act around giving notice to defendants when information collected under Section 702 programs are used against them, well, they're not getting any notice at all. And what this means is that if you are charged with a crime and the evidence has been gathered under Section 702 surveillance, you are not in a position to challenge the constitutionality of the law itself or the legality of the programs that operate under it, simply because you're not told where the evidence has come from. So this is something that isn't just affecting privacy rights of Americans, but it's also of concern to us because we're finding indications that people are going to jail, often for long periods of time, without having their due process rights protected.
And that said, what I'm curious about also is powers of surveillance, the sheer computing muscle has vastly increased at the same time as the average citizen's knowledge of the USA Patriot Act has probably decreased, and in many cases was never there in the first place. So the context has changed, and today's vote is an important test because people who would like to reform this thing, in the House, there's more of them in the House than in the Senate. How does that affect this the vote today?
So the vote that came up today, which unfortunately happened just now, very recently, was on two things. It was on a bill called the FISA Amendments Act Reauthorization Act of 2017, and that's 2017 because they're very much behind on business in Congress. And that is a bill that not only would reauthorize the FISA Amendments Act, including Section 702 of that act, for another 6 years, but it would also give Jeff Sessions at the Department of Justice very broad authorities for determining what crimes they can use to investigate under these authorities and under the programs that run under Section 702, and also allows him to develop the queries, the procedures for querying the information that they collect under these programs. There was also an amendment to that, which would have replaced the entire bill text with a bill called the USA Rights Act, which would have put warrant requirements on accessing Americans' communications, which were swept up under these programs, as well as a number of other provisions.
So,
unfortunately, the USA Rights Act the USA Rights Amendment did not pass, and the FISA Amendments Reauthorization Act did, in part because many Democrats, despite the proclamations that they make about resisting the Trump administration's agenda, for whatever reason, determined that giving Jeff Sessions and Donald Trump sweeping surveillance powers for the rest of his presidency was acceptable, which is something that we're still trying to wrap our heads around.
That's the key. That really is. I'm so glad that you're able to join us today. The ACLU, of course, is going to be busy, in a word. We have just a couple of about a minute. Can you just wrap this up with sources that listeners will be able to go to follow on what's the vote and the fallout?
Certainly. So the next step is that this bill is going to move to the Senate, where we have even less numbers in terms of surveillance reform allies. But we do have Senators Ron Wyden and Senators Rand Paul, who have both promised to filibuster any bill that comes up with Section 702 reauthorization as it's been passed in the House. So the law does expire on January 19th, which means the intelligence community is